If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Tom Fortino, he's the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group, and he hosts our Alpha Wealth Hour. You hear that Sunday mornings at 7 on WGN. Tom is also one of the people that steps up each year to help us on our City Kids Camp fundraiser. So let me start by thanking you in advance for the donation you're going to make a little later on today, Tom.
Well, you're welcome, John. Of course, always my pleasure and my honor.
Well, I don't know that everybody feels that way, but you sure do step up, and I really appreciate it. And the kids do, too. Kids go to camp because people like you make a donation. And now let's talk a little bit about the market. We're at 51,000. What's going on here, Tom?
Well, I mean, it just keeps going. You look at the trend ever since this market turned up, I think, you know, it was the AI. I mean, that's kind of the short answer, two letters, AI. You know, earnings come out. We saw what happened with Dell yesterday. We see what happens with these chips, all the semis coming out. It's kind of undeniable. And so it's driving everything from Caterpillar to, you know, these energy stocks. I mean, that's it. And the earnings are terrific. And so it's kind of like, that's it, Katie bar the door, everything else. And it's kind of ignoring all these other potential, sometimes we say noise. And that's really it. That's what's driving it. I mean, the capital expenditure, you know, it's happening, you know, you probably heard the, you know, it's more, you know, we're talking about trillions of dollars that are being invested, more than the interstate highways, more than the railroads, and so on and so forth. So that's the driver.
29%. Dell is up 29% because they beat first quarter expectations. Why is Dell so hot right now?
Well, I mean, they beat then. It was a massive beat. It was like, you know, I think their quarterly earnings were $4 billion. Their guidance was even better. You know, they're providing the servers. They're again for these data centers, and there's just been this. I guess maybe. I mean, you even look at the software stocks that got beaten up. A lot of this stuff. You know, we're looking at things, and it's maybe an underestimation. The argument is we're really just getting started, and it's going to be multiple years of this occurring.
You believe that, Tom? I mean, I think some of the
I do.
I think a lot of us think short term. I mean,
yeah.
I said to Lauren and Steve earlier today, I get nervous about this. I don't know how much of a believer I am in 51,000 on the Dow. You make it sound like this is just, you just said this is the beginning.
Well, I mean, I would say, you know, again, there's always going to be volatility. We've looked at the numbers before. You know, 10% on average, the market corrects it, and it did this year. Every year, you're going to see a 10% correction on average. Every year, you're going to see two times a year a 5% correction over time. And if you look at the market up until, you know, this trend of upwards and then the downtrend that occurred with the beginning of the Iran war, you know, the market has moved sideways since October. And so I'm not saying there's not going to be volatility or there's going to be times where we're going to move sideways for a while and the market's going to digest. But the trend is up right now. And so, and I think, you know, I think it's warranted. And when I said the beginning too, and maybe it's for the stock market, the growth of the market over the next few years. But as far as the build out of what's happening with these data centers, you look at, you know, like GE Vernova, cause they provide turbines. They have a 3-year backlog. And so on. We go down the line of these different companies. I think, you know, you look at some of these nuclear companies too, that really aren't even on board right now or are up and running. There's just so much opportunity, I think, that's going to be happening. And then it spills over into the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry. We're seeing some terrific things happen there. So I just think there's a lot of spillover here and a lot of good things.
So where would you put some money now then? Because I was thinking maybe this is the time to sell or hold. But if you're right, this train's going to keep going, then I wonder where an investor should put some money.
Well, I always, you know, you always have to be cautious, certainly if you're buying individual stocks. You know, for the average person who says, okay, I want to have some exposure to this, we come back to the exchange-traded funds, right? If you want to have exposure to semis, you know, you can buy anything from, you know, SHM, which is a semiconductor ETF, which now holds a basket of semis. Or if you just want to buy technology, you can buy an ETF there. So that's kind of the way I would play it.
Talking with a very chipper Tom Fortino today. Tom is the he's the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group, and he hosts our Alpha Wealth Hour. You hear that Sundays at 7 a.m. What about Warren Buffett and some of the people that are positioning themselves for a drop here, Tom?
Well, you know, Warren Buffett has raised a lot of cash, and he has really been in a cash position, I mean, probably for this, probably 6 or 7 months. You know, if you look at Berkshire Hathaway, I think it's a little over $1 trillion. He's got close to over $300 billion in cash or cash equivalents. And so, I mean, I don't know if I would say he's more of a value investor, and maybe he's looking for opportunities and it's specific to what he's trying to do. You know, as far as, you know, the valuations, like I said, I think he's concerned about maybe valuation. I can't speak for him, of course, but that may be some of the reason. But if you look year over year, just over the past year, you know, the S&P's up over 25%. So, you know, and again, I just want to be cautious. I'm not suggesting people go all into the market, and everybody's situation is unique. And if you're in retirement and you need money, those types of things, you know, are going to determine what your portfolio should look like, of course, and of course what your comfort level is. But so I'm not suggesting you go all into this market, absolutely not. But having some exposure to growth and where I think the market is now, we're you know, again, doesn't matter what my opinion is, we are in an uptrend, and it seems to be continuing. I mean, if you think about the resiliency, I mean, what more can we, you know, we look at whether it's the inflation numbers that come out, whether we look at oil, whether we look at the Iran conflict, again, the market just keeps trending up, and just that's where you know, I just see it going. So that's longer term. I think we're still in a positive position.
Yeah, right. And some of the niggling numbers, like inflation is at 3.3% now, and unemployment has ticked up. Although neither of those are gigantic numbers now, but anyway, those are things that I think any of us would pay attention to. You think those aren't red flags right now, right?
I don't think so. And I think, you know, again, this is the other thing. We don't know what's going to happen in Iran. If something breaks out, there's always that black swan event as well. Things that can happen that can turn things around dramatically. But again, if we're just looking at some of the things, like, for example, I think it's June 12th, SpaceX is coming out with their, you know, their IPO. We've got Anthropic, after that, as well as, you know, all things that are positive that help with the market. I mean, we're going to see how that impacts it. But these, I think, again, are positive things, as well as, again, we've continued to see these earnings growth. And so there's some positive things that are occurring out there that I think portend for a good year.
Mm-hmm. What's your thought about Kevin Warsh?
Well, you know, if you look at his history, he was the youngest Fed governor ever appointed. He's got, you know, and you say, okay, about the bona fides of this guy, they're solid. And I think he's well-respected. Jamie Dimon, I'll use his opinion of him. He thinks he's a great addition to the, of course, as the Fed, head of the Fed. And, you know, he's impressive, I think. Now, from a nonpartisan standpoint, I think, you know, being honest about it, he's a solid, solid Fed governor. And I think, again, that's going to bear out in due time.
Yeah, right. Do you have an expectation of what he will do or should do this year?
You know, I've heard more and more that rates could go up. I don't believe that. I just don't believe rates are going to go up. That's my opinion, of course. In fact, we may even see a rate cut at some point. I know he's talked about reducing the Fed balance sheet because they have, you know, so, he is a sharp guy. He's worked under some solid, Fed governors in the past. And so I think we're in good hands.
Yeah. What else are you looking at? Is there something else happening in the money business that you're in that is of interest to you or our listeners?
Well, I did see this, which might be interesting. I don't know if you saw Scott Bessent yesterday. He talked about the Trump accounts, and now they're going to be available on Robinhood and Bank of New York. The apps are available. So for those people out there that want to start, you know, I think this is, you know, people having some skin in the game, and at an early age, maybe we're going to raise a whole generation of people that are going to be in the equity markets. That's a good thing. I think he said they have 6 million signed up so far. You know, at $1,000 a pop, you're talking about billions of dollars that are now going to be placed in these accounts.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
I did see Bessent on TV. Honestly, I didn't pay a lot of attention to what he was saying at the time. I had the volume off literally while I was watching the TV, but I'm familiar with the accounts conceptually. The window in which the child needs to have been born is, I don't remember all the parameters, but there's a population of newborns who will be eligible for these $1,000 gifts. They're invested, and they grow with the child up till the age of 18 or something like that, right?
Correct. So from 25, you're born in 2025 through 2028, and who knows if it'll be extended. There's going to be $1,000 of seed money. You can add another $5,000 each year, whether it's through, you know, people that work for companies, they're doing that for their children, or you want to do it for your own child. But, you know, this is basically from birth. Here you go. You're in the market.
Are they tax-exempt or tax-deferred? Is that the advantage? Because there's other vehicles you can put money in for a kid.
Yes, yes. They are tax-deferred.
Yeah.
They are tax-deferred.
And the other vehicles, ain't nobody giving you a $1,000 jumpstart. I mean, right? It's a $1,000 gift if you sign up, isn't it?
That's it. You get $1,000 right out of the gates. That's the seed money. And so starting July 4th, again, on Robinhood and Bank of New York Mellon, those are the two places you can open up the Trump accounts, and there's an app you can download for those. So those are some more positive news, I guess.
I wish I'll finish that thought the way I started it. I wish they weren't called Trump accounts, because I think with the name Trump on there, people either think it's political or maybe they're uncertain about it because some of the president's ideas don't come to fruition. But whatever these things are, okay, they're Trump accounts. They are free money, invested and deferred, and they grow. I mean, it's a good deal, isn't it?
I think it's good, not just from the standpoint, again, I mean, having that money, but also getting people engaged. I mean, you know, you're 5 years old, and you may have a large chunk of money in the market. Maybe you're going to become a little more financially savvy. We talk about those issues.
Yeah.
And I do, it's whatever the name is, that aside. Although, if you think about it, the Roth IRA was named after a senator. Roth,
I've never thought about that. I guess, somebody's got to have a name on that too, huh?
I guess.
I want to put money in the Fortino account. Well, actually, you can do that. Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. Click on alphawealthgroup.com. Thank you again, Tom, for your donation to City Kids Camp and for your time today.
My pleasure.
Bye now. That's Tom. He hosts a show here at 7 a.m. Sunday mornings.